Good morning, this is Miranda Breath. It is now time for Miranda's message. This week, I highlighted Emily Smith, who is a pharmacist at Leadstone in Melrose. First off, she tells us about her background.
I grew up on a dairy farm south of Sauk Center. My parents, Don and Irene Leeser, still milk cows there. I grew up there, went to school at the U of M for animal science with an emphasis in dairy. And then my husband and I, we farm south of Melrose now. And have some dairy cows on the north end of town. So that's where I'm at.
What's a typical day like here at Leadstone?
I wouldn't say there's any typical day. Every day is really different. It's usually pretty fast-paced. We have a lot of different questions that come in, different types of customers, whether they're dairy producers or beef producers. So we just kind of get a wide range of different things that might be coming in, but we process a lot of different orders, whether they're for people who walk into the store or people that are asking us to mail them to them or have them delivered on one of our route trucks.
How did you decide to do pharmaceutical and in the agriculture business, not for people?
I've always been really interested in ag. That's kind of my background. I started off in nutrition work and then came to Leadstone not really expecting to do the pharmaceutical side. But my degree, actually, now that I've been with Leadstone, they've advanced it to being a pharmacy technician. I could do that in a human pharmacy or here. It's just my preference. I do enjoy working with animals and with producers. So that's what's kept me here.
What are the up parts of your day and the downsides of your day?
My favorite part of the day is just helping a customer who walks in the door who's got a question with, you know, general animal health or something like that, something I can help them understand, some recommendations from their veterinarian. The difficult part is sometimes we're really busy and it's hard to give as much time as I would like to each producer. So that's the hardest thing, is just sometimes the days get really busy. So it's hard to have enough time allotted for each person. So that's the toughest part.
Do you have any advice for young men and women who are interested in the agricultural field?
I think anybody interested, the ag field is really broad. So there's so many different parts that you can be in, whether it's in, you know, something like this for pharmaceuticals, or I've done nutrition work before. There's lots of that. There's lots of different ag business type degrees and areas in the field that you can get involved in. So just not to kind of limit yourself, but just to kind of keep things open, keep your options open so you can kind of go wherever you need to. There's lots of different places. So